Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
You're listening to the SansPants Network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Forming the Death Star. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm also Joel.
This is the comedy pop culture podcast where we ask the important questions like, Reed Richards can't do it, so how are we going to save Ben Grimm? And by save, I mean fix. And by Ben Grimm, I mean the motherfucking blue-eyed, ever-loving son of a bitch, motherfucking The Thing! Cunts! Let's go!
Ben Grimm's fucked.
He went to space and made him all fucked up.
He came back fucked up, made of rocks.
Okay, right. Yes, Ben Grimm, the thing, the ever blue-eyed loving the thing.
Yeah.
Anyone knows about this, but yeah, like in media that we've seen of like film.
Yes.
Usually, yeah. It's like
in media we've seen a film.
Yeah. I distracted by Douche's fiery intro. Really threw me for a loop. In the film, we usually like, Ben Grimm, you sad sack of shit.
Yeah.
He like, right.
Yeah.
Fix, you fucked it.
Fix my shit.
I'm sad.
Look what happened. You just got stretchy. Your wife got gone.
Yeah.
This guy's on fire.
This guy's on fire. He looks,
flame on.
He's doing all right. See, me flame though, on. Look at this. Rock.
Yeah. Nothing but rock.
Flame on. Flame and on. So I didn't realize, but like Ben Grimm in the comics,
yeah.
His power set, or I guess his rocky facade, has sort of evolved over time.
What?
So he used to be more like scaly kind of stuff, or just gross. Scales. You could just kind of almost maybe rip off and like disgusting red underneath. And
fish guy.
Just, yeah. And then he's just become more and more like rocky.
That's disgusting to hear. I hate
now. Now.
Yeah.
Reed rocks Richards. Is better than fish.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, it's like scaly kind of thing. But I'm
guessing, that's
like,
disgusting. That looks, that's like,
I guess it could be fish. Yeah.
That's like melted bad. And then like, he doesn't get any of the benefits, but he gets all of the weaknesses. If you're made of rock, someone hits you with a gun.
Can we just.
We really gonna? Can we just like let's just rewind.
Benefits of being a fish.
You get the benefits of being a fish, but not the weaknesses.
No,
but
not,
if you're made of rock and you get hit with a gun, getting hit with a gun would fuck you up, I guess. Like somebody whacked you with a rifle,
a pistol whip.
That's true.
So scaly fish guy, like I mean, it's not like that. He's got fish powers. He just looks fucked up, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay, sure.
Yeah,
is that true or not?
Ben, no, he's got He's got the power of the thing, so he's like, he's very strong.
But he's not.
He doesn't have fish powers, correct?
Yeah, but you can tear off his scales, so he's not invulnerable, right?
I think it was more like you could punch the shit out of him. Like, say, if Hulk punched the shit out of him, he'd be like cracking,
he'd
and then they'd be like, oh, a bit of my orange thing fell off.
Okay, well, in that case, never mind. It's the same thing. It's just uglier.
Can it not come off now?
I don't know.
What if I get like a fucking crowbar in there?
Yeah,
like,
I reckon crowbar you could get in there.
I reckon Jackhammer would be all right. He is rock.
That's true, yeah.
So there's a couple of things here, because like Reed Richards, also what I loved about Reed Richards is finding this out, is like he can stretch his brain, right?
That's
one of his powers that he can do, is that not only can he stretch hand and limbs and all parts of body, but brain, so he can make more wrinkles.
That's
and make more connections, I guess.
Fair enough.
But which also means if he wanted to, he could smooth it.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking that too. You just send your brain to shoot out your ears and die.
You could be like the dumbest Reed possible.
If you smooth up your brain, can you wrinkle it up again?
I don't know.
I think you'd be fucked. And you'd always be thinking about it.
But no, you wouldn't be thinking about it. No. You wouldn't be thinking.
But I mean, if you hadn't smoothed your brain, like you see something you don't want to see, maybe you get in there.
Maybe.
Smooth out that.
So it's like reading Hickman's run on Fantastic Four, and that's where he meets like the Council of Reeds.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so there's like a bunch of different Reeds of like the most like smartest Reeds there were. And I'm like, surely there's the opposite spectrum.
Yeah.
They're like, where'd the Reeds just smooth it all out?
We smoothed our brains out as a joke.
Yep.
Yeah, and, couldn't get it back.
I'm as smart as a chicken.
I'm a tired chicken's not smart.
I know that much.
You hypnotize me by drawing a straight line.
I can do maths. I can't do maths. I just peck the ground and I notice when you want me to stop.
So there's two things, again, reading up about Ben Grimm. Yeah. Once again, didn't realize that, like, because again, all we've seen, like, the films, because I don't really read Fantastic Four that much. I'm like, I don't know. Reed's a bit of a, like, he's very lame. I find him funny.
Yeah,
his whole thing was like, when they first came around, like, things like, I'm a disgusting monster. I'm going to be called myself the Thing. And then literally the next sentence is Reed being like, well, I'm going to call myself Mr. Fantastic.
Sucks to be you, Ongo.
It's like, I don't know. I think Reed's superpowers, he just can't read the room.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's two reasons why Ben Grimm can't return.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Can't become the ever, I guess, blue-eyed non-rock monster.
Yeah, ever-loving blue-eyed guy.
Yeah. So do you want, there's two reasons. One of them you'll hate, and one of them, JD, and one of them you'll be fine with, I think. Do you want the hate one first?
Yeah.
Give me the second one first. Warm me up.
Yeah. All right. So the reason why Ben Grimm isn't, can't become himself again is because it's not a physiological thing. It's a psychological thing.
Oh.
It's kind of similar to, weirdly, Cyclops, his eye beams where he has to wear a laser, a visor. Else he's just like, that's also psychological.
He doesn't have to.
No, he just likes to see the world red. And if he can't see the world red, then the world's got to pay.
Yeah.
No.
But it's all to do with, like, you know, trauma he chose not to. And then he fixed it for a bit, but then he's back to wearing the visor.
Fair enough.
And same with Ben. Ben, it all comes down to the love of his life, Alicia Masters.
Okay.
Because when she first met Benjamin Grimm, he was the Thing.
Oh, and
so every time he's like, well, I'm going to become a guy again. She's like, well, you sound like you, but you don't feel like you.
This
he's
rock
like,
husband.
Yeah. It's kind of similar to like Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you know,
but that's a theory. Like, that doesn't happen in the movie.
It's kind of like.
No, it's just one of those things where people are like, actually, Bal just really wants to get fucked by the Beast.
I just, I think it'd be weird if you're like, you fall in love with this hulking bear of a man.
No,
and then he turns into this little twink.
Depends on the dick.
No.
If he's got like a also, wolf dick, I don't want to.
Yeah, fair enough.
And also, like, you're basing it on, like, they have like a dance as a, like, Beauty and the Beast. It's not like they full on fuck.
That's true.
She would just be like, oh, this is the real you.
This would probably make life simpler for me.
It would make life simpler. Making a fucking connection with someone on the fucking phone, and then you see them in real life. Except this time, instead of a phone, it's a wolf.
And I understand that we're basically, look, maybe Beauty and the Beast was a precursor to Love is Blind.
Yeah.
A wonderful, maybe on Netflix thing that I love to hate watch.
Beauty and the Beast.
What do we
think? It's
I was looking at you, I was like, why did you say that like it was like a Beauty and the Beach? I was like, yeah, what's the punchline? What? Okay, great punchline, dude. Question, what's the setup?
Setup is Zammit said Beauty and the Beach.
Okay, in that case, that's
maybe
all right.
Beauty and the Beast was just a precursor to Love is Blind.
Could
where
be.
It was just kind of like, maybe, it doesn't matter about physical attraction.
It's
all
the
about
man,
the words.
Man underneath.
It's the way you tear up a piece of furniture.
It's also awesome for me to come out swinging against this. Bell didn't fuck the Beast and she loves him for being a man. Because that's the entire premise of our show. Who cares what happens outside of the movies?
Don't
anyway,
worry about it. Whatever happens in the movies, that's canon. Stop thinking about it otherwise.
So, Alicia was like, I love Ben as Ben, and I don't like being a rockman. Because Reed has actually done it.
He's
done
fixed
it a few
him before.
Times, and to some of them, like better than the others. Sometimes he's just like, here's a serum, just rub it on your face.
Nice.
One time he tricks Ben into trashing his lab, which then gets the like chemical concoction just all over him, and then he calms down and becomes Ben for a bit.
So Mr. Fantastic's his hypothesis was, I bet if you just combined all the shit in my lab together, it would make Ben Grimm a man again.
Yeah, well, he's working on it, and then Ben gets, like, a cut at Reed and then goes to attack him.
for some reason, and then he just trashes his lab. Luckily, spills some of that chemical.
Guy juice.
Yeah, on his face.
It works. Okay, fair enough.
And that kind of converts him to a man for a bit.
Guy juice all over my face. Yeah, that is a man to do.
Another time, he's used a serum, and like the Hulk, when Ben got a bit too angry, he returned back to the thing.
Okay. See, that's. That makes sense to me, but it only makes sense to me because that's exactly what happens to the Hulk.
Yeah. Another time is, I think one of my favorite one is Ben is with Alicia and he's holding a grand piano.
Oh, yeah.
Like he's moving it. And then Reed's like, I figured this out, Ben, and just shoves a tube in his mouth.
That's awesome.
You see
You actually sent us this comic panel, but I didn't know Ben was carrying a grand piano off screen. Yeah. That's so funny.
And so you see the translation happen, the rocks go in, like, you know, disappear, his face again, and then they have like a little half conversation, he's transforming, but then he pulls out and he drops the piano.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he doesn't have super strength anymore.
That kind of doesn't that also just wears out after a while.
Yeah.
He's also been something called Mesa Rays. But that was sabotaged by some fucko.
Okay.
I think if I was a bad guy, I'd want the thing to be a regular guy. I wouldn't be sabotaging because that's one less rock guy for me to fight.
Yeah, I think it's sabotage him to it doesn't work and also brainwash.
Oh, well, then you got might have a rock guy in your team.
Oh, I got a rock guy of my own.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's all right. I'm coming around now.
Yeah, there's another machine that but it makes him aggressive. Okay. So
makes sense. They just keep putting the thing in different machines, hoping that one of them comes out, man.
So he puts him in a machine. He's like, yeah, it'll work. But then he's like, Ben's getting cut. And he gets real shit.
Wait, does the machine make him an angry man?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. So Ben's a man again, but he's pissed off.
He's so then even Ben is like, I hate this. So he destroys the machine.
That's so funny.
I would prefer to be an angry man than a sad rock.
Me too. And then there's another one, I think, where it's Johnny Storm just kind of Reed's about to do it all, and so Johnny gets there early, and he's like, what? This is pretty cool. Opens the door, sits in, he's like, this is kind of cool.
Then does he become...
And then he leaves it, whatever, and then Reed gets real cut at Johnny when it doesn't work, because he's like, hang on a second, what did you do?
You opened it up.
I sat down, he's like, I planned this all down to the molecular level. Were you flaming on before it, weren't you, little piece of shit? He's like, yeah, I was. Yeah, well done. You raised the heat, and now it's ruined.
I'd be so scared if I was Johnny Storm that would turn me into Ben Grimm.
Yeah, fair enough.
I don't know if I'd be worried. I'd lose my powers, maybe.
Cosmic rays, man. Yeah. The same cosmic rays that hit Ben made me fire. What if I become fire brick?
Yeah, who knows what's going to happen, dude.
Fire brick and gone?
Yeah.
Shit.
Fire brick gone stretch? Are you kidding me?
Scrolls like doing that.
Yeah, that's true, actually. Super Scrolls do love that.
This has happened, it has happened before. So Ben has become human, then he's become a thing again.
Yeah.
And often Ben will just revert back, seemingly at random. Sometimes it was just like, oh, he's now a dude again. And he popped back and he's, back to the thing. Or he's getting angry or he tries to have some control. But really when you start looking into it, it's always around Alicia. Because it's always it's these love is life. She's think the daughter of the puppet master and she's also blind, which is when they kind of connect. She's like, I never saw your grotesque monster form.
I just felt it.
I just felt the wall.
I just
wall.
Loved you.
I love walls.
And wall great.
Yeah.
I know where I'm going. Wall.
Yeah.
Don't go through that.
He's my wall
And so it's always been a subconscious thing. It's like mental blocks.
Wall friend.
Yeah. My wall friend. Yeah.
WOF.
And there's also supporting evidence of this is when Johnny Storm, Benjamin Grimm's best friend, marries Alicia Masters.
Yes,
at one fucking.
He's just
point.
Hot. Does she feel like?
Ow.
Oh, I like and, my hot boyfriend. My this, HF.
Yeah, hot friend.
HBF. Yeah, yeah. Go on.
HBF. And, hot boyfriend.
Yeah. At this point, Benjamin Grimm has gotten into some sort of radioactive accident, and so he's now no longer the thing, but he's just a guy, and he stays the guy kind of for a while because he thinks, well, at least he's no,
she doesn't want to be
with me. She's married my best friend.
That's so funny.
Then would you fucking believe this?
Yeah.
Skrull the whole goddamn time.
Wait, Ben was a Skrull?
No!
Alicia was a
Skrull, the one that married Johnny.
Everyone's a fucking Skrull.
Yeah, dude.
So then
there's a Wolverine that's famously a Skrull too?
Yeah.
And then they don't, he dies and then they still don't know that he's a Skrull and they open him up and he's got Skrull guts?
No.
This motherfucker's got Skrull guts.
I think that was maybe Black.
Blackagar Boltagon was.
He had Skrull guts.
Yeah.
Well, like someone drops that.
Show me your guts.
The Illuminati. They like go and they just drop like the dead Skrull, but it was pretending to be. I think it was Black Bolt at the time.
Okay.
But no, Wolverine was a Skrull for a bit. Well, the Skrull was Wolverine for a bit Wolverine, he was the Horseman of Death.
When
he had bone claws, but then Apocalypse gave him back his adamantium.
Does he
ride a horse?
Comics are awful.
Yeah.
It's him, Magneto. It's him. Who are the four horsemen?
Oh, which time? Don't ask me
what
that.
What are you doing, dude?
Which
I'm still
time?
Waiting to hear what the
one that you're gonna hate is.
Anyway, so yes,
it'd be like Deadpool fucking says, "Look at my cock hole," and then Ben Grimm does, and then he turns into a man, and then Deadpool looks at the reader of the comic and says, "Whoa, comics are crazy, and I'm in one."
Would you hate that?
Yes, I would hate it so much.
I read a comic book where Deadpool showed off his cock hole,
and it cured Ben Grimm's the thing.
I would be like, I don't. This is
you're
a.
Not- that far from the truth. Anyway,
there's your full cock hole in comics.
No, different part. Anyway, so yeah, so there's a psychological block for Ben Grimm to stop being the thing because of Alicia.
Yeah,
she's kind of like every time there's like maybe he's turning back into the human form.
Yeah,
he's like, well, was there a bit of doubt and like her? I can't really see her face, but maybe there's doubt there.
So then he become rock
again. Okay. And this kind of falls back while he was like, you know, a little bit of scaly at the time, he could pull it off, et cetera, et cetera. It's, you know, as he's become more comfortable being the thing.
That's become him normal.
He become rock all the way through, baby.
Yeah, okay.
And now the second thing, one that JD will, I'm pretty sure will hate.
It might be cockhole.
Deadpool so it involves cockhole.
Well, it involves, I guess, someone that you maybe almost, well, definitely vibed with him and their partner at one point. Neil Gaiman.
Oh, Amanda Palmer.
Yeah. Okay. So in when he, Neil Gaiman wrote 1602 or whatever.
Oh, yeah,
it was,
yeah, yeah. The medieval fantasy thing. X-Men.
And
Marvel. Yeah.
When the Fantastic Four went on a big voyage.
Yeah.
And that's how they got
impossible voyage.
Yeah. Impossible voyage.
Impossible
they went
voyage.
Through an impossible voyage in the ocean and they got like superpowers that way.
that sucks. Sea powers versus space powers?
Yeah.
No good.
But Ben Grimm's still a. These are still things.
See, this was kind of the space of the
1602s.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah. Like the fire, it was like the frontier.
Yeah. See, the sea was infinite, mysterious. Like,
didn't know
spaces.
What was going on, space. Don't know what's going on.
Now now we know that sea's not infinite.
There is an end to the sea.
Yeah, that, land.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Down's tricky because we still haven't gone that far down.
We don't know what's down.
Haven't we gone most of the way
we've
down?
We've gone most down, but
we haven't gone full down.
Yeah. We could go downer.
Yeah. Well, isn't it that we've gone down? We used to go down heaps.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then we've stopped going down because we don't really care what's down there anymore.
I thought we can't go down because of the pressure.
No, I think there was a guy who went down. Oh, no. I'm about to remember something.
He went down so far and he looked around. He was like, actually, nothing good's down here.
No,
who
it
cares?
Was like before World War One or World War Two, a guy went down in a bathysphere, which is one of them sinking vehicles. And he went down to the bottom of the sea and he was like, there's a bunch of fucked up fish here. And then he went back up.
I'm fairly certain that with modern technology, we can go deeper than a
bathysphere, but I don't think people fund it anymore.
Well, what?
Not that much down. Because this guy went into the Mariana Trench or some shit.
Okay.
And we've not gone down since because we don't put funding towards seeing what's
Jimmy,
down there.
What has Jimmy Cameron done?
He's just not going that
far
down.
Go down and they feel like we
there's
got a new...
more down
he
than that.
He went down and he was like, that's a new crab.
Yeah, he saw a new crab. Hooray.
You tell me if you
Jimmy
saw
Cameron.
A new crab, you wouldn't be fucking over the moon.
I'd be stoked, obviously. Yeah.
Although you wouldn't know it's a new crab. You'd be like, oh, wow, a crab. Down here.
That's like, there's a great, that reminded me, somebody sent a camera to the bottom of the Loch Ness, and there's just a toad.
A toad. Like frog.
Yeah, I heard toad, frog. But then I thought you said toad. Like, I just living there.
It's just sitting on the bottom. It's like so far down. It's like eight Big Bends deep, and there's just a toad sitting on the floor.
Is it dead?
No.
It's chilling.
Just it's out. Just chilling at the bottom of Loch Ness.
Doesn't a toad need to be
up there? I think that toad's fucking dead.
It's chilling for now until its little toad brain realizes.
Like, oh, time for a breath. Oh, boy.
How'd it get so down?
No. It swam.
Yes. So, look it up in your little machine. The toad at the bottom of Loch Ness. It's very funny. He's just sitting there. And it's funny as well because I probably saw this because I've, you know, the Loch Ness monster. Yeah, like, that'll be on my radar or whatever. But in my head, they were looking for the Loch Ness monster, being like, a little toad.
There it is.
He's just a little toad.
It's a little toad at the bottom of Loch Ness.
He shouldn't be down there.
Get out.
Start swimming now.
Yeah.
Living toad found, 325 feet deep.
He's so far under.
It's too many feet for a little toad.
Anyway,
So yes, Neil Gaiman in 1602. So it was like, hey, Ben was like, Reed, fix me, I'm Rockman.
Yeah.
Reed said, the natural sciences say yes, a cure is possible, but the laws of story would suggest that no cure can last for very long. Benjamin, for in the end, alas, you are so much more interesting and satisfying as you are.
So they made canon that he's got to stay the thing because it'd be boring if he was a guy.
Yeah, so I guess the universe wants Ben Grimm to be the thing. Grimm wants to be the thing as well. So we've kind of got two things against us. We have Ben himself, but we also have the universe, is a guy.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
I'm not sure if Neil Gaiman saying in a comic book, this is the laws of the comic book universe, so therefore it cannot be changed. Is that similar to Deadpool showing cockhole?
Yeah, that's true.
To cure Ben Grimm.
Yeah, but you,
you just need to see something so awesome.
Yeah,
you become a guy again.
Yeah, but then you apart from the cockhole thing, you were saying about like the
breaking the
comic book story. So yeah, you were right on the money. That
breaking the fourth wall all the time is really exhausting.
It truly is.
You can do it sometimes. Yeah. Ferris Bueller. Hey, stop watching me shower, you fucking perverts. Go home.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
That's good.
That's it. Ferris Bueller is the only guy who can break the fourth wall.
Yes. So yeah, we have a couple things going against us. So we know that a cure can be found.
Yeah.
It's just that we have to go through, I guess, Ben himself.
Yeah.
And also we have to fight maybe eternity.
Well, my first thought is time travel. If I can go and slightly shift the rocket going to space, never become Ben Grimm in the first place.
Not
sure.
Yeah.
Mr. Fantastic and the rest of the guys, they don't ever become themselves.
Yeah.
And when Galactus comes, we're fucked.
Yeah, maybe Wolverine's got it taken care of.
So Ben does this, right? Because he realizes that the cure that he was taking, like, it kind of works like less and less as he's going on. So he goes back in time to give himself that cure. So he's like less. You know what I mean? So it's like in the future, this is not as powerful, but in the past,
right now it would be. Yeah, yeah.
So he goes back to so time travel is weirdly on the cards.
Yeah.
Though, what you should do here is be like, hey, Ben. Switch seats with Johnny.
That's true.
See how Johnny likes being a rock.
Yeah, now we got Hot Ben and Rock John.
I feel like Rock John is going to take it way worse.
Yeah.
He seems really concerned about his physical appearance, and if he becomes a
Ben Grimm's a bully and a sack of shit.
Only in Fanforstic.
That was just a very funny choice that they made.
Yeah,
for that
which
movie.
Is funny because Jamie.
What if that ever-loving blue-eyed thing was a cunt?
Yeah.
I was going to say it's funny because Jamie Oliver isn't intimidating, but that's not the actor's name.
No.
That's the man from the kitchen.
Would you say Jamie Oliver is intimidating?
No.
No. I feel like I could beat him.
Although, Jamie Oliver versus Gordon Ramsay in a fight. My money's on Jamie Oliver.
Are you kidding me?
You fucked in the head.
You got rocks for brains?
No.
You got bloody Ben Grimm rocks for brains?
Jamie Oliver has rat heroin energy. But so does. Not saying he's on heroin, he's got
the energy. But Gordon Ramsay seems like he won. He's got the weight behind a hit.
Yeah.
You know? Gordon Ramsay feels like he knows how to throw a punch, but like dirty.
Yeah. Jamie Oliver doesn't seem like he knows how to throw a punch.
I think Jamie Oliver's standing in a way where.
Might shiv me, though.
Yeah. He might have secret weapons.
He hasn't trimmed his nails.
Yeah. Oh,
but also, I can imagine him, like, he stands like how Spider-Man stands in video games. That's Jamie Oliver, low to the floor.
Kind of like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can
ready
see
to, like,
that.
Spring at any time.
Yeah. He is bouncier. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, like Gordon Ramsay, he throws big punches.
Gordon Ramsay down, though. You knock Gordon Ramsay down, he'll be like one of those clowns who just fling back up.
Jamie Oliver dead on the ground.
Yeah, okay.
Ding, ding.
Yeah. All right, all right. Yeah. Bobo, Gordon Ramsay would...
Bobo the Clown?
Bobo the Clown, is that what they are?
Yeah.
What about Aristos from Surprise Chef?
I don't know that guy.
Is yes, he the guy that would go up to people in Australian supermarkets and be like, hey, I'm coming to your house to cook you dinner with your groceries?
Yes.
Okay.
That was an awesome show.
Yeah. Well, but yet you forgot Aristos' name.
Yeah, I don't kind of blank to me.
That's crazy.
You had a little machine right in front of you.
A little machine in front of
Aristos.
What did you say? Curtis Stone?
Curtis Stone?
There he is. Look how.
Oh, yeah.
He's got such a calming face.
He does have a calming face. Curtis Stone, the guy is on Coles.
The guy on the front cover of every magazine.
He's on Coles.
He's on Coles.
Anyone could. I could kill him in a fight.
Yeah.
Curtis Stone, he's nothing.
He distracts you with his handsomeness.
Yeah, he's not handsome. No, he just looks like generic guy.
Mm, he's handsome.
He's handsome.
Yeah, but he's like got that generic guy he's handsome.
Got, like, I would say he's got generic surfer handsome.
Yeah.
No. Surfers are more interesting looking than...
Show me. Show
I'll
me Curtis
show
Stone.
You Curtis Stone.
And your little machine.
Look at Curtis Stone. He's a handsome
He's
boy.
Handsome. And he's also... He's kind of footy footballer handsome.
Yeah, I would say rugby handsome.
Yeah, he's rugby handsome. Yeah, that's true.
He looks like the brother of like someone that was played football, but then he was never good enough to get into the team, but he still hung out with the footballers, and none of the footballers respect him, and I could take him in a fight easy. That's what he looks like to me.
That little narrative started as a sort of assessment and then became fan fiction. Pretty funny. Okay, so I'll go back in time.
Yeah, so you go back in time.
Huey? He could pick people.
You going back in time for Huey? Right, Huey Hewitson.
Yeah. Huey's Cooking Adventures.
Huey's Cooking Adventures.
Any celebrity chef, he would pick up by their leg and slam them on the ground they're a club.
He'd doing the, you know, Hulk with Loki?
Yeah.
Huey Hewitson, absolutely.
Yeah, he'd just pick him up and he'd just like, you know, slam him like a whip.
Yeah. Bottle of wine in the other hand.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Huey.
He often cop flack. If you're unfamiliar, look up Huey's Cooking Adventures. Yeah. And there you go. He's caught up.
Yeah.
Huey... often cop flack because he would cook his meat for not long enough and people would be like, your meat's still mooing.
Good.
That's funny. He just caught, there was one episode I remember watching where he was just really upset.
Yeah.
Well, not upset. Just like someone had really come in red hot being like, I love your show, but every time you cook steak, I want to fight you, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
Is it because he's part of that generation, like his audience, because I say we'd be the younger, where they seem to love a well-done steak.
Mm, yeah. That is true. That
hey,
is
I'd love to eat this steak, but could you wreck it on the stove first?
Could you make it leather?
Yeah.
I miss this leathery steak. When I chew, I want to chew.
I want to be there for a while. Yeah. I want a steak to take an hour to eat. Do you think the listeners are like, because like we did an episode about celebrity chefs once, and do you think they're like, there's a pocket that if the plumbing boys start, if they fall into a celebrity chef hole, it is a hole.
Yeah.
We do get consumed.
They're all funny.
They are funny. Celebrity chefs are
every
funny.
Every single celebrity chef looks like they could be a video game character.
And if there was a fighting game where you could play as all those different celebrity chefs, that would be basically good. The perfect
Who's
game.
Who's the English chef lady?
Nigella Lawson?
Nigella
Lawson. In the kitchen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm meaning Nigella.
Yeah. Yeah. She also looks like, we should make a celebrity chef street fighting game.
Yeah.
Get her in, Barefoot Contessa.
Yes. Oh my God. We should make a roster.
Mm.
Do a fantasy chef fighting game. Okay.
Yeah, anyway.
Whatever. Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
we'll put a pin in that.
We'll put a pin in that. Let's circle back to this thing.
So I'll go back in time.
Yeah.
Now, how big was the pocket of radiation? Cosmic gas, whatever. Because, if I knocked the spaceship just a little bit off course, would they miss it? Or
probably just delay it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose the cosmic gas is moving through space. They're not going to.
And they
I don't want it to clip it.
So you don't want to hit. You want to give them no powers.
No powers.
Okay.
Nothing. Just guys.
Okay. Dr. Doom, he's only with them on the ship in the movie.
Yeah.
He's really not part of their origin, I think, in the comics.
He's just a guy. He hates Reed, but for different reasons.
He kind of was like shoehorned in later down the years to be like, oh, him and Reed, they knew each other.
Because both movies do it, don't they? Where they put him in. Yeah, no, because he's got the same. In the movies where he's played by that guy from Nip Tuck.
Yeah.
Oh, Julian McMahon.
Yeah. Is he related to Vince?
I don't. Well, is Vince. Is he Australian?
No.
Then no.
They have similar vibes, though.
Do they?
Yeah.
Vince McMahon has his own vibe.
He's got pretty unique vibes.
He's got vibes.
Have you seen Shane McMahon? I just totally lost the name there.
Shane McMahon.
Who is Vince's son and a different guy. Like, Doesn't have any of the problems.
Okay.
But I reckon him and Julian McMahon have similar vibes.
I don't know who either of these people are.
Julian McMahon, you've lost
You know Julian McMahon, Charmed.
You've lost
He was in Charmed.
I'm not part of this. You have your little conversation. Yeah. I'll keep looking around me because I think I dropped some cards.
Balthazar or something.
He wasn't a white lighter. No, that was another guy.
Leo, you thinking?
Yeah, I am thinking of Leo.
Yeah.
I didn't drop any cards.
Okay.
What if the Fantastic Four had no powers?
Yeah.
What, have I fucked anything up?
Let's see here.
Galactus. So Galactus game over.
Not just Galactus, but also maybe Namor.
Mole Man.
Mole Man's their first villain, right?
First fight they have.
So I guess New York's being taken over by Mole Man.
Guys. Oh, not at this time.
Hang on. What is their famous... What's the famous tagline of the Fantastic Four?
Fuck. First family?
Surely there were other superheroes around.
You just need to look for America's other family.
Let's see.
Namor was around, but was a baddie.
Namor was around, but wanted to flood the New York.
Yeah, okay.
Superman's around, but in a different universe.
Okay. You have... I'm just guessing Banner.
Yeah.
So the Hulk, but he is a Hulk.
We're really out of... And it's, is it, but does it fall to me to solve these problems? I fixed Ben Grimm. They're in space, whatever.
Well, yeah. I mean, you fixed Ben Grimm in a way where...
And then when I see Mole Man coming, I'm just like, oh, brother. Someone sorts that out.
It's funny because you've time traveled, so you know who Mole Man is.
It's funny that it seems like I've time traveled, but not gone home. I gotta stick around and make sure. Done.
Yeah, and then you see your Mole Man, you're like,
oh boy.
Sure, someone takes care of this.
Not my problem.
I'm sure these boys in blue will arrest this Mole Man and everything.
Yeah.
Well, I
back to normal.
Send Mole Man to jail.
You have
free my guy, Mole Man.
Free Mole Man.
Yeah. You have the invaders.
Okay.
I think.
Oh,
the Human Torch.
Yeah.
The first Human Torch, the one who killed Hitler.
Okay.
That's canon.
If he killed Hitler, he could kill the Mole Man.
Yeah.
So that's Captain America. No.
It's the spirit of 76?
Well, it depends because this was all in World War II and depends on Mole Man's come in the 60s, right? So a lot of these guys are either on ice being decommissioned.
Yeah.
Quite elderly.
I think, unfortunately, the original Human Torch at this point may have committed suicide through nuclear bomb.
Yeah, maybe, I think he has at this point. Maybe. Okay.
The first Human Torch has awesome a guy. Truly fascinating history.
It really does.
Okay, well...
So you could go back in time and like either move them somehow slightly. Again,
just shifting it.
If
they went through the cosmic gas at a different angle, would they get different powers, do you reckon?
Well, this is why my theory of like, what if we just switched Ben and Johnny?
Yeah.
And then just make this Johnny's problem.
But what happens if you switch them and it turns out it's what their DNA was and then...
There is the prevailing theory that the cosmic ray like hits their X gene.
Yeah,
they were latent mutants. I was sort of reading a little bit.
That would make sense.
Maybe, or if it's just like something in them that's just like, if you the moment the cosmic rays touch you, you're become a rock. You're gone. You fire. You stretch.
Getting this out early, I think the Fantastic Four will be mutants in the MCU. I know this is not a show usually dedicated to. Predictions, but I think that's...
Yeah, I can see that. That makes sense.
Good place to try it out.
Yeah,
why not?
Yeah. Chuck it in. Why not?
And you're going to reboot the universe in a couple of years anyway, so if it doesn't stick, who gives a shit? Then you can listen to the fans and make them space cadets again.
Do you think you could do a thing? Could we just make it so that just like only Stretch gets... Only Mr. Fantastic gets powers? Can I angle it so they just glance off the cosmic rays?
I reckon, like, you get with enough time machine.
Yeah. And I got heaps of time machine. Don't you worry.
Oh, wait, no. So what you're doing here, though, because this is what happens with Ben.
Yeah.
He just, because of, I think, how the bullshit time travel works, is what you're doing is you're creating a splinter time.
Oh, fuck.
So that alternate universe, sure, will only have one guy.
Yeah.
Fantastic all of one.
It. Fantastic one.
Yeah.
But the Ben Grimm we know will just remain Ben Grimm.
Fuck.
I think that's what happens when he goes back and gives himself the serum. It's like, sweet. My past has changed. Nope, that guy's past. Damn it.
Yeah. That's annoying.
So if we go
back in time, we're making new realities. We don't fix Ben.
You can't go to the past, but you're... But you can have a now in the past.
Yeah.
I guess.
What? As in,
I can't
go to the past, but your past can have a now?
Why did you say that as though you were interrogating yourself? Huh? What is that guy talking about?
So you can go in the past and change the past, but you're not changing your past. You're changing someone else's past.
You're not changing.
And you're having a now time.
No,
you're
so having a now. You can't change your past, but you can change your pasts now.
Yeah, I guess. Well, that's very frustrating because that was my whole plan.
Okay.
Time travel was how, because you get so much working against you.
Yeah, and also then you'd have eternity. So yeah, sure, like or the universe itself, and you're trying to push this ship away from the gas.
Yeah,
and eternity could just be like,
yeah, that's true.
Reach into
the fabric of the universe wants Ben Grimm to be rock.
An ugly fuck.
Yeah,
yeah.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
What if we got him... So we use one of the many cures.
Yep.
He becomes man.
Yeah.
Now we know we get a time limit before he becomes rock.
Yep. Yes.
Universe wants him rock.
Yes.
What if we get him a rock costume?
That he tricked wears, the universe.
Tricked the universe. He wear rock costume.
Yeah, that's
he
true.
Rock.
That's true.
Alicia touch him.
Ooh,
rock.
Rock. That's nice.
That's what I want. Great.
Yeah.
Are you? So he has to wear this costume all the time, but 24/7. You're just like the rhino. I got it right.
Well, yeah, we'll make a rhino situation.
Yes.
Where he become like fused with a rock costume.
Exactly.
That he can't get out of.
You're a man in there. I'm angry. Clearly. Before, when you were a man made of rock, if you got shot or hit with a gun in the mouth, it would hurt. I wouldn't hurt. Now it will hurt.
Yeah. Yeah, it will kill you.
Yeah.
So be careful.
But there's a guy inside the rock as opposed to... What's inside Ben Grimm now?
Rocks.
All the way down to the middle?
I think it would be rock all the way down.
What's his...
Can he breathe underwater?
I don't know.
Does he breathe? Does
What's
he
his brain?
Rocks. Same as yours.
You fucking got
you. Yeah, got my ass. Okay, fair enough. You've had your fun.
Yeah, I have. It's tricky because, like, it seems like that literally everything is up against us to fix Ben Grimm.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got, like, look, you got him,
mm-hmm.
which honestly I think could probably be fixed with therapy and also marriage counseling.
Yes. Yeah.
Or,
yeah.
like, couples therapy.
To be like,
what if
brother,
we take his fiance / girlfriend and get her new eyes so she can see?
Oh, yeah.
And then she probably won't hate that he's not rock because she can see what's going on.
Yeah.
And she'll see that he was struggling as rock and not just feeling rock.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a good idea. So you reckon she'll stay with Rock when he, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
she loves him. She loves him.
That's true.
He's kind-hearted, heart, why? And blue eyes.
You've pulled up a very upsetting picture.
Yeah. So I think this is yeah. So I don't know where this is from. Is it a fan-made thing? I don't know, but it's the anatomy of the thing.
Show it us.
So
yuck.
Yeah, let's see.
So he has rock bones.
Yeah.
So
yeah, internal rock eyelids that are fused to the eyeball. His mouth is lined with more rock. He's got a fused rib cage with leather-like epidermis.
Mm. Yep.
Some durable rock.
No word on the nuts situation.
Yeah.
But that's okay. What if we, you know what's worse?
Pulp chamber. Yes.
Pulp chamber.
Yeah, that could be his nuts. Who knows?
You know what's worked in the past?
What?
Marrying his wife. That's true.
You can marry his wife. You're not a Skrull. You just want to marry his wife. Oh, no, his wife was a Skrull.
Yeah.
Well, I marry his real wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. While Johnny's marrying his fake wife, you track down real wife and marry her.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I guess you got to get to a point where maybe Ben Grimm is off doing some superheroing or wherever it is. At least your master's maybe a bit sad.
Yeah.
Maybe you come in there.
Hey, baby, you like, lonely?
Yeah.
Rockman in space?
Hey, baby, like, I all hear those the blues guys are calling.
That, you know, like, oh, I can't go to World War II because of my eyes. It's everything's get away with that white feather. Shoot.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, you know, all these single ladies I see.
Baby, you lonely, your man in space? This man's right here in the bar.
And then okay.
I got Riz.
Oh yeah, you've got Riz.
Yes.
You've got Riz. He's Rizless. He's a Rizless worm. Everyone in the bar hates him. Just, I would rather die.
What do you want? Oh, where's your Riz, sir?
Dude, you're a Rizless worm.
What?
Get out of here.
Dude. Oh, no. Yeah, you gotta have at least some Riz to have a drink at this bar of mine.
Yeah, okay. I'm surprised that the bouncer didn't look at your ID and say, oh, sorry, mate, not tonight. Try again, never.
Okay, so with okay, well, I can't seduce Alicia because I'm Rizless. Okay, whatever.
You can try.
Well, I don't think it's going to go very well.
Sorry, I have a boyfriend. It's the thing.
Yeah.
He will mush you like peas.
Not now. He's in space. Ah, then I run away.
Why is he in space?
I thought that's where he was at the moment. He's just like, hey, I'm not going to try what's the thing's there. That's how he become a posada.
Hey, babe, want to dance? The thing turns around. Oh, yeah, hey, man.
Yeah.
Nice night, yeah. Good.
Yeah, hey, mate, was I talking to you? Just stay out of this one, I reckon.
Sorry, did I mean, hey, babe, the thing. Thing,
do you want to dance? Is this working?
Is that maybe we could go the other way around?
I love you, the thing, but if you looked like a man, I'd love you more.
Well, that's because the thing is often pitying himself.
Yeah,
because he's like, oh, I wish I was man.
Play into those insecurities,
and then, but you know, because Alicia is not. She's being like, no, babe, you're beautiful. I love you for who you are. And who you are is rock. Mm-hmm. You need to be comfortable with who you are.
You have a great personality, the thing, but I hate how you look.
Yeah, he's got to be like, oh, you know, it would be great if you change your appearance.
Yes.
You're gross to me right now.
Yeah.
Thing. I bought you some plastic surgery.
Yeah, you yuck. And then he becomes a man. We say, job done. Have a nice life.
And then we leave. And then he turns back into the thing.
One of us has to stay married to him forever.
It's going to be a long con.
Bags not.
Yeah, fair. I guess I'm marrying the thing.
You knew it was going to be you before Sam had even touched his nose.
Yeah, it's because I couldn't be bothered doing my nose touching thing. I wasn't going to commit.
Married to the thing forever.
Yeah, well, I guess like if it is psychological, then yeah. But then I guess if it's the universe and comic book readers always wanted the thing to the thing, I guess that is that would be a controversial enough storyline that they'd write him out of the series.
Yeah, that's true.
A man whom sucks married him after meeting him in the bar in a chance encounter.
Yeah.
Clearly trying to sleep with his wife, but panicked. Yeah, I don't think I like reading the thing anymore. I hope they end it.
I really miss when the Fantastic Four fought bad guys.
Well,
yeah.
With what is currently happening, or at least in the recent past has happened to Spider-Man.
Okay.
Where a new character, Paul, who sucks,
right? Okay.
Is basically done the same thing with MJ. Basically, and everyone hates him. You know, they had kids together.
Yeah.
They were figments of someone's imagination. They disappeared. They don't do that. Grief or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, the fandom hate Paul. Yeah. They want Paul to die. The current storyline.
I love Spider-Man and fuck Paul.
Yeah. Yeah.
Currently, Spider-Man, kind of like how Batman got possessed by the Joker.
Yeah.
Spider-Man kind of got possessed by the Green Goblin.
I see.
And now he's the Spider-Man who gobbles. Yeah,
okay. That's funny because Spider-Man also had Doc Ock living in his body for a while.
Yeah, I think he's back again. Anyway,
it's busy in Spider-Man.
I think so.
Does Doc Ock Does he die? Does that what
Doc Ock is like?
Or do him and Spider-Man swap brains?
Yeah. Doc Ock is like in his dead body or dying body. He's like, Peter, come here. He's like, yes, gotcha. Switches brains. Or switches like essence. And then Peter's like, oh, with great power comes great responsibility. And then Doc Ock's like, I'm young again and I'm fit.
And I'm Spider-Man. Did he know he was Spider-Man when he swapped with Peter?
Let's say yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And then eventually, because the cycle residual of Peter is like, come my body back.
Okay. He's like, fair enough.
I'd just say no.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, sorry, Spider-Man's body.
Sorry, motherfucker. Finders keepers.
Should have tried to comfort a dead man.
Yeah.
First mistake.
Idiot.
Enjoy that hole.
Currently Spider-Man is possessed by a goblin.
Okay.
And he wants to kill Paul. And a lot of the online is like,
yeah, kill Paul.
Well, you could do it, yeah. Ben is with a guy whom sucks.
No, but then wouldn't people be like, kill that guy whom sucks, making Ben Grimm again? Next issue, you die.
Well, I don't know. I haven't read the storyline.
Yeah, maybe people love Paul.
At the time of recording, it hasn't come out yet. Maybe Paul goes on to live a great life.
Yeah, and maybe in my version of the... And sure, it could go the other way, where with my version where I'm married with the thing. Yeah, in the next episode, I die because a spring in the mattress broke and stabbed me in the nuts. And everyone knows that nuts have the most amount of blood and bleed out because Ben Grimm doesn't know what to do.
Yeah, he hasn't had nuts in so long.
Yeah, and then he has a tragic backstory about how a guy he loved died through the nuts.
Could be.
And then he turns back into the thing and everyone's like, that was a weird two-issue run, but I'm glad it's over.
Is there a way to make audiences hate the thing the way the thing looks? Like a special poison or something?
What? we make like a second mutation, if you will.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where like thing becomes more rocky or something
what if he becomes too bright and he's too bright to the reader and they want him to be a guy again because it's hard to read now?
What if we just make it so his rocks grow even more and more and then it looks like he's just got a big dick for a head?
Oh, okay.
Okay, I was going to make him a mountain man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Quite literally a mountain.
Or his rocks grow into slurs.
No.
So they can't read, the book.
That could go either way.
Yeah, a new audience, I guess.
That's
yeah.
funny to imagine. Instead of, the cops use the Punisher logo, they have the thing's head. I didn't expect that to happen. I'm just trying to work against reality right now. Yeah, reality, i.e. the readers want him to say the thing. Mm. How do we make the readers hate the thing?
Well, I think what you need to do is, because the reason why he's the thing is because he's more interesting as a thing.
Oh, okay.
So you've got to make him turning back into a man more interesting.
Yeah.
Right? So
him staying a man more interesting.
So they've done, again, because they just shove a beaker in his mouth and he becomes like a guy and he drops a piano and that goes it. They're very funny. Everyone's like, this is great, goofus, haha. And there's been, I think now he can revert back to being a human.
Whoa, like the Hulk.
Once a year for 1 week.
Okay.
But
sure. Comics.
Sometimes it's like it works against him because I think he was like, I'm going to go and do it for when me and Alicia get married.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So our honeymoon, so we can fuck.
Nice.
Yeah.
But then he gets maybe knocked out by someone. He becomes most of that in a coma. So it's pretty the universe kind of hate him a little bit. They're like, oh, you're loophole-ing, are you? Well, no.
No, actually, you don't get to enjoy it.
No.
Okay.
But I think if you can do it away, you can try it. So that we can kind of like, so Ben needs to do something to sacrifice his rocky exterior in that experiment.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe he needs to do something like maybe to save Alicia.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe something like that. And so the only way to save her, kind of like with Iron Man making Ultron encasing the world in robot, he needs to encase her in rocks.
I've got a good idea.
Oh, okay.
It's not quite encasing her in rocks, but it's one that rocks will help with.
Alrighty.
She's in a hot air balloon.
I'm listening.
The engine's broken, so she's going up.
Oh, yeah. No.
But she's in there by herself.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And the thing, he can't quite jump in there, but it is close enough for him to lob rocks into it. So he starts tearing rocks off his body and throwing them into the hot air balloon. Yeah. And then it turns out that he actually does still have the same physique as the thing, mm-hmm. but it is all just bricks or whatever now. But as he's tearing it off, he is a man underneath.
Okay.
And he's still in the hot air balloon, but it's a huge balloon. So going to keep throwing the rocks
keep throwing rocks. Keep throwing rocks.
And then eventually with the last rock, it sails down to the ground and she's like, wow. And she touches him and she's like, oh, you're even more handsome when you're a man.
Even though every other time that this has happened, you have said basically the opposite. That would be so funny. You're even more handsome as a man. Oh.
Wow.
Okay.
That's good, surely.
Well,
what's like if you get a haircut and someone says you look way better with your new haircut? That's not insulting.
No, it's like if I have this hair,
yeah,
and then I shave, I get a new haircut, yeah, and somebody says, you look better with the old haircut.
No, because he's not a man anymore. He is a man again.
Yeah, but he's also kind of the thing, you know?
Yeah, I think it'd be like you as you are now,
yeah,
you get a haircut drastically different.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a mohawk.
I get rid of everything.
Yeah.
Egghead.
Yeah,
you love thinking about being an egghead.
Oh, it's so funny.
And then
it's the funniest thing.
You think real hard and you push it all out and you have this hair again. Yeah. Everyone's like, oh, that's so much better.
Yes, exactly.
And then you're like, but what about when I was Eggman?
What did you have a problem with Egghead?
Yeah, you looked freaky.
You had no eyebrows. I was scared.
Because I think, getting Ben comfortable with either being man, I think that's going to easy. That's either going to be a lot of therapy or we know a lot of telepaths.
Yeah.
He's kind of booping into him.
I feel like we're not taking my throwing rocks into hot air balloon basket seriously.
Well, we need to kind of get Eternity or the Marvel Universe itself on side. And that's going to be the tricky one.
Well, I think it's easy because let's take Dusha's rock throwing idea.
Yes!
The rocks land in there, right? Big. It's a big basket. We can't see what's in there.
Mm-hmm.
The basket lands, tips over, and she's a thing now. Because then the universe has got a thing.
That's true.
And the universe is happy. And it's a thing. Whatever. And
what's
she can
name?
Even.
She thing? Shing?
Shing.
Yeah.
And then, so the universe has got a thing. Audiences have a thing.
And there's a new thing. It'll be Ben and Shing.
Well, there was a lady thing called Sharon Ventura.
How come?
Sharon, it's because they thought of Shing. And they're like, well, that's her name. Sharon's close.
We can't call her Shing. Why did she become the thing? What
I
the fuck?
I don't know.
That doesn't make sense.
She's actually, it's she thing.
She's she thing.
I knew it. I knew that's what that'd go
but
with.
But here's the problem actually with making.
I'm really clever because I thought Hulk, She-Hulk, thing.
What if we kids?
Yeah, okay. But what, because the problem is, you make a she thing, you make a shing, you make a king, kid thing.
Yeah.
A sing and a ding.
Sun
king thing, you know what I mean.
Daughter king, yeah.
That's not the thing. That's a new character. But what if when the basket falls out, Alicia just is the thing again? Like Ben Grimm.
She's like, oh no, the rocks fused to me.
And made me Ben Grimm. I'm the other love of blue eyed thing. And then Ben Grimm's like, well, I'm just Ben Grimm. There's just two of me now.
Well, we could. If we involve a little bit of magic.
We gotta.
So in I believe it was just the precursor to the Heroes Reborn storyline.
Okay.
This is the Onslaught storyline. This is when Xavier goes a little bit crazy.
Yeah, okay.
He's a little bit
of Magneto juice and he's like, what if I just destroyed everybody?
Yeah.
I'm just feeling a bit naughty. And so there's a moment where it's like he's wearing this big sort of armor. They burst the armor. Big psionic energy comes out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then they're like, how are we going to hit the shit out of this? We don't know. Thor's like, I got it. I'm going to go in there, suck off all that psionic energy.
Smart.
And then you can just beat the shit out of me till
I'm
dead.
Smart guy.
Thor thinks well.
So he
goes in there and everyone's like, great plan, but not enough. We got to send in more guys. Bunch of mutants are like, well, we can go in there. We got to sacrifice. I think maybe
Wolverine?
Captain America is like, hang on. Well, Xavier, that was a mutant DNA, ain't going to fucking do much with this.
Yeah.
So he's going to make it more powerful. You can't go in, but guys can go in.
Yeah, okay.
And so at this point, Hulk and Banner
are two different dudes.
Sure.
Yeah. Hulk goes in, so we get to beat the shit out of Hulk.
Yeah.
And then Banner is the last guy, because Banner wakes up, he's Banner, he's not Hulk. Yeah, yeah. He's like, I know what I got to do. I got to go in the storm so everyone can beat the shit out of me and we get rid of Onslaught. And he goes in.
Okay.
So it's sort of similar situation.
Yeah.
Is that if we can somehow separate the thing
from
the Ben.
Okay.
Then, like some kind of golem creature.
Yeah.
Implant the memories or the mind of Ben into that thing.
Mm.
And then we need them to separate.
Yeah.
Because I don't want that thing, Golem, to think that it is Ben. I need it to think it is Ben, or otherwise it's going to see that Ben is there and realize that it is a golem,
yeah,
which I feel the universe not going to like.
We can't have that. We can't let it learn what it is.
So,
but I'm also concerned about having a rock man think he's Ben Grimm.
Yeah, it can't end well. And he's still sad. You've given a rock man... He's so sad about a thing he isn't.
We gave a rock depression.
But that's a rock, dude.
Yeah, who cares about a rock? Fair
We're
enough.
We're talking
that's
about
right.
the feelings of a rock versus the feelings of a man.
That's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, that's true.
If I was like, this can?
Yeah.
Depressed. Do you care?
Yeah.
I'm confused more than anything.
Only this can or me can be depressed at once. You got to choose. This isn't hard.
I don't know if I want to be the first guy on Earth to ever give a can depression.
Well, I guess
fellas get depression all the time.
I guess
but
it's
a can. What is a can crying?
It's actually
do?
it's not quite just a can. It's like if the can was like, "Hey, Joel, don't shut up.
This talking can.
Please don't make me sad.
This talking can who has my voice."
yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that is.
It is a tricky one.
It's a more difficult moral question than we're making it out to be.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
But so I think that's a good. Does it have to be? Think it's Ben Grimm?
Well, because if it doesn't think it's Ben
Grimm, be happy to be rocks.
I just feel the universe is going to fuck us.
Yeah, that's true. Because we want Ben Grimm to be sad.
Yeah, I think you've got to put Ben Grimm in a situation that's just as exciting.
Yeah,
the thing can just stay in the Fantastic Four because then the universe is stoked on that.
Yeah,
but then you make a comic series called like Ben and Ben, and the other Ben is Ben Kenobi.
like, where's he Uncle going with this? like Ben Riley, Spider Clone.
Ben Kenobi is not what I expected.
Ben Kenobi, okay. Well, it was also owned by Marvel.
Can you give me issue one? Just like the basic outline of issue one.
Okay. First of all, where are we setting this? Because I can imagine Ben Grimm really well in Tatooine.
Hell's Kitchen.
Okay. All right.
So, Ben Kenobi's got the
Okay.
Yeah.
So okay. I was thinking Ben could land on Tatooine.
Yeah.
It would make sense. It'd like multi-dimensional travel.
Yeah.
Like
Tatooine would suit the thing too much.
That's
He'd yearn
mean.
To be the thing.
That's what I mean. It would suit him so well.
No, but then this is Ben, because we've put the thing is still in the Fantastic Four and doing whatever.
He's a rock golem.
Okay.
With the
we've separated
them.
All right. But then my comic book series, Ben and Ben, starring Ben Grimm and Ben Kenobi.
Yeah.
Yep.
Setting Hell's Kitchen.
Kenobi lands his spaceship?
Ben Kenobi, maybe. It turns out that when he was struck down by Darth Vader's lightsaber, he actually was sent to Earth. He got transported to 616.
Uh-huh. What's he doing with the other Ben?
Yeah, why is he in Hell's Kitchen? Is Daredevil there?
Decided to open a restaurant a la the Bear. And they're really stressed.
Okay.
But it's a lot of really good character work about two characters who we didn't know much about.
That's true.
Ben
we didn't
Grimm.
Know much about Ben Grimm.
And then,
so,
like,
the famous brawler
and
pilot, Ben Grimm, is opening a restaurant.
Yeah. Okay.
With famous hermit, teacher, Jedi.
Uh-huh.
Ben Kenobi. Does Ben Kenobi know what, say, I don't know, pepper is?
Why a kitchen?
Ben Kenobi, he loved that
Dexter Jester.
So at least he knows the idea of cooking.
Yeah.
I think that it's also a front for them to team up and fight.
Oh, a front. So like the Bear, if the Bear was the superhero, the Bear.
It's like if the Bear was actually Daredevil, and instead of lore, it's a kitchen.
Uh-huh.
And then instead of Daredevil, they're just Ben Grimm and Ben Kenobi fighting crime.
Matt Murdock, I understand that you have this really pressing...
dinner
you have to serve. But do you want to go out and fight some ninjas?
Yeah, you got
to
do
versus
both.
Uh,
the conflict of interest of that of dealing with
Ben Kenobi, who is not from his own universe, who's got no other responsibilities. No. I guess. Why do they need? Hey, here's my question. Mm-hmm. Why do they need a front?
Ben Kenobi doesn't have any money because he's not from this dimension.
Aren't they making and money with the restaurant?
And Ben Grimm, he knows that the thing is still the thing because he keeps seeing it on the news. Wait, and he's worried that if their cover is blown, he's not in disguise. He just needs to. Oh, he has to be in disguise.
What's his outfit? Why, also, I was going to say, is like apart from the brilliance of this, Hell's Kitchen's quite close to
the Baxter,
the Baxter building. What if the Gollum thing, he's like, I'm hungry.
I might stop
here. Oh, I heard about this.
Ben and Ben.
Ben and Ben. What are they serving? Is it a
Ben
like,
and
what
Ben?
What kind of restaurant?
I like to imagine Italian.
I figured, yeah. Okay. Ah, it's
Kenobi's an Italian name, right?
It could be.
Yeah, well, oh, it's either Ben and Ben or...
Kenobi's Pizzeria. You're telling me that doesn't sound great?
I can't wait to
it
go to...
It does sound good.
Like Kenobi's what? Meatballs and Pizzeria.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe it's just called Kenobi's Meatballs. Kenobi doesn't need to be a front because Ben's already a front name.
It's like Grim and Kenobi's Spaghetteria. Something.
Ben and Ben's.
I really like that you...
Uncle Ben's.
Uncle Ben's. Every time Spider-Man sees it, he has a little cry.
The logo is Uncle Ben getting shot. We hate Spider-Man.
There's too many bands.
Spider-Man just...
hey, hey, Spider-Man, you
come
want
on in. You want spaghetti?
You want the dead uncle special?
Hey, Spider-Man, I'll fuck you, your dead uncle.
What? Aren't you Ben Grimm? I was part of the Fantastic Four for a bit.
Winking at Spider-Man, hey, I'm undercover so that the real thing doesn't figure it out. Hey!
What do you mean the
fuck
real
you?
Thing
you're
doesn't
You're using
figure
your
it out.
Name. this sounds like an awesome comic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I really want to read Ben and Ben, where they run Uncle Ben.
No, okay, it's Kenobi's Meatballs.
Okay, it's not Uncle Ben's. Okay, okay, fair enough.
Kenobi's Meatballs.
Yeah.
That's
which is a front where they then fight crime at... I guess during the day, if they're working at a restaurant.
Well, yeah, they would have to. Yeah.
Or they do it on like a lunch special.
Sundays.
They
don't
Mondays,
have the restaurant on Mondays. Yeah.
I guess they'd have staff. They don't have to work every day.
I mean, yeah, they do they just run it? As in, like, do they own it?
Yeah, they own
like
it.
The head chef.
Okay. Well, neither of them really are great, spectacular cooks, are they?
Well, I don't know. Maybe in the comic it's established that, yeah, they are.
Okay. But, yeah, well, fair enough.
Okay, okay.
You tell me if you found out that Ben Kenobi was actually an exceptional chef.
Why in this world does Ben Grimm, the guy, not it seems like it's a surprise to him that there's also Ben Grimm. I mean, the thing. Well, was he not part of that decision?
I feel like the way that it would have worked, and maybe this could be the start of the Ben and Ben comic.
Yeah.
Is that go to bed like normal, but when they wake up and he wakes up in a different bed and he's like, whoa.
Whose bed did he wake up in?
Just a different bed.
Are you Freaky Friday-ing?
But you're adding a bed.
But you're adding.
Well, throughout Ben and Ben, the comic, the very successful comic book, it would probably be established that, I don't know, maybe it was an attempt to remove Ben Grimm's humanity from the thing and then way to destroy the Fantastic Four from the inside, but it didn't work because Ben Grimm and the thing stayed the same. It just created a new Ben Grimm who now runs at a restaurant. Works at a restaurant, not runs at a restaurant.
Sometimes it's nice to be silent.
Just to let it
see
run.
Where it goes.
And it went to so many places I would never have imagined.
Expected.
I do want to read it, though.
Yeah, I'm curious.
It's interesting.
To see.
It's interesting.
The story of Ben and Ben. And
yeah, maybe you get like a flashback. It's like, hey, I don't know how I got here. Yeah. And frankly, I'm just happy I'm a guy, so it does not bother me.
Do the people of 616, do they have Star Wars? Like the film?
I think in canon, traditionally, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Are they going to be like Kenobi? Oh, like Ben.
Ben Kenobi. And your name's Ben, too.
And you kind of look like
are
Alec McGuinness.
Are you Alec McGuinness?
No, Alec McGuinness died years ago.
He did.
You look a lot like him.
Yeah, so it'll be
so like it's Alec McGuinness, Ben Kenobi?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, just checking. Yeah.
That's what got cut down.
Actually, yeah. It was cut down.
Oh, but when you do become a jacket, your ghost can kind of take
over.
Well, is he a force ghost?
He's a guy. Alec McGuinness.
No, because he's at the end, so at the end, or does his body go to Earth?
His body goes
That's
to
what
Earth.
Happens to a Jedi. Their body doesn't just disappear. It goes to Earth.
And their spirit is in there. So what?
Yeah,
is it a
it's
husk?
Like a it's like a projection.
Okay,
into
sometimes Ben, he's running Kenobis,
he has to.
He's just gonna like sit down and just like.
It's called Ben and Ben, but both Bens are living two lives, but they're only in control of their one life. But everyone thinks it's the same guy. So anytime Ben uses a Force ghost, he's not controlling that. He doesn't know what that Ben's saying.
So that Force ghost Ben is not
different.
Him.
It's a
when
different.
When a Jedi dies, you have a husk Jedi that goes to Earth.
Well, that's a real Jedi that goes, or maybe, which one's the golden Jedi? I don't know. Or you have the
So like
ghost
a cicada
golem.
Shell.
Yeah.
And then the ghost stays in Star Wars.
Yeah.
Is Yoda in New York?
Well, maybe we don't know if it's ever happened before, and the comic can also explore that.
Okay.
If Yoda's in New York City.
Yeah, yeah. You know, sometimes you get those gyre rats that eat pizza.
That's a Yoda.
That's a Yoda.
Who do you think raised the Ninja Turtles?
That's a Yoda.
Oh, spin-off series of Ben and Ben.
Yoda raising the Ninja Turtles.
Well, because I guess you got the connection with when you're already in Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah,
the ooze.
All right.
I've created a series that's just as interesting as a Fantastic Four. So the universe won't push back against it. Case closed. Wasn't even hard.
Yeah, dude. You think it was easy?
Yeah, man.
Just have to make a simple comic book
just have
narrative.
Simple narrative.
You had one simple task. Pitch the greatest comic book of all time.
Did it without even breaking a sweat.
Yep. On that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel. Read Ben and Ben's.
Yeah, the acclaimed. Iser winning Ben and Ben's.
What a comic.
I'm thinking it'll 12
part maxi series.
Well, I was thinking it'll be 48 series. So it'll be like
48 issues?
48 issues.
Okay.
Because right, I think like
you
it'll
don't
be
you want to do two for like you could call 50.
Nah, 48 because it's like 12.
Yeah.
It'll be like 8, like yeah. You know, eight volumes in the end.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who's doing the art?
Chip Zdarsky.
All right, there you go. Chip, if you're watching, listening,
we got a pitch for you.
That's 1 hour of a pitch, Chip.
We got a very good pitch.
Very, very
good. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Contact me, Chip. My social media should be below this video or in the show notes.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.